There's some really interesting things that you find in these narrations about what it means to be a Shia. Question comes to the Imams. They said, who is one of our followers? Or who should we consider to be one of your followers? Is it anybody who says, oh, I love you, I love the Imams, and all of this kind of stuff? Is that enough? And the Imams always say, no, that's not what it means to be our follower. So here, the idea of what it means to have this connection to the Imam, to be a real Shia, is spelled out in a way that involves action as well. So even though, according to Mufid, somebody can be a grave sinner and still be considered a Muslim, and even with qualifications, still be considered a mu'min, he's not going to be considered a Shia in the sense that's discussed by Saduq and by the Imams in these narrations. Here, I'll read one of these for you. Some guy says, my father narrated to us from Ali ibn al-Husayn as-Sa'abadi from Jabir al-Jufi that Abu Ja'far alayhi salam said, O Jabir, do you think that it's sufficient for those who claim being Shia to say that they cherish us, the Prophet's household? This is the Imam speaking, and he says, by Allah, I swear, our Shia are only those who fear and obey God. Their signs are modesty, submission, fulfillment of trusts, very much reference to Allah, fasting, offering prayers, piety to their parents, aiding neighbors, especially the poor, the destitute, the indebted, the orphans, reciting the Quran, avoiding mentioning people except for praising them. In addition, they're the most trustful people of their tribes. Here's another one. It says that the Imam alayhi salam said, the Shia of Ja'far are only those who abstain from food and sexual appetites, act diligently, work for the Creator, hope for gaining His reward, and fear from His punishment. If you see them, you know that they are the Shia of Ja'far. So the Shiite community should be a community that has visible signs. To be a Shia doesn't mean just that in your heart you love the Imams or something like this. It means that you form a community with signs that are visible, that people should know you as being trustworthy, loyal, considerate of the poor, charitable. Now, with this much as kind of introduction, then I can go to the sort of question that Ahmad posed for me. That is, like, what does it mean to be a Muslim in America now? See, for me, I would put it more specifically and say, what does it mean for us to be Shia in America now? For us to be Shia in America now, given the considerations that exist, is to try to present ourselves as a community with visible signs, to show ourselves as trustworthy, as caring for the destitute, as charitable, all these kind of things that the Imams were putting emphasis on. And we have to do that in such a way that it requires our own thinking. We can't do it just by asking somebody who has more knowledge what we're supposed to do. This is one of the areas that we have to figure out for ourselves. We have to form a community. And on the basis of our own experience and our own stories, try to find ways in which the visible signs that the imams are talking about can be presented in our own context.